USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Wednesday urged the private sector to help ease supply chain blockages that are threatening to disrupt the U.S. holiday season and beyond. Biden said the Port of Los Angeles would join the Port of Long Beach in expanding round-the-clock operations. The Des Moines Register is reporting Republicans in the Iowa House won a special election Tuesday and claimed a seat that had been held by Democrats in the state for decades. 55-year-old Pastor John Dunwell flipped Iowa House District 29 from blue to red after winning about 60% of the vote. The victory, which marks the second special election win for Republican in recent weeks, gives the party a 60-40 majority in Iowa's House. Guadalupe, California Police Chief Michael Cash helped save the life of a big rig truck driver on Monday as the driver fled the Elisal fire near Santa Barbara, California. The driver with lacerations to his head is expected to be okay. Cash says it was a humbling moment. USA Radio News.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
As an estimated 500,000 cargo containers are waiting to be unloaded at ports in Southern California, President Biden's plan is to ask the private sector to do more and keep the ports open longer.
By increasing the number of late night hours of operation and opening up for less crowded hours when the goods can move faster, today's announcement has the potential to be a game changer.
Biden again refused to answer any questions and walked away from reporters after his statement. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson on Fox News.
I have no faith the government is going to help anything out whatsoever.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton.
Please. Pete Buttigieg couldn't organize a one-car funeral. He's not going to organize our nation's ports and railroads and highways and airports.
This as inflation continues to crush American bank accounts. From the Trump administration to the Biden administration, almost everything is more expensive. Bacon is up 19%, meat 22% higher, gasoline 42% higher, travel is 20% higher, automobiles is 43% higher. USA Radio News.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
The nation's debt ceiling keeps getting pushed back rather than being solved because of a lot of mismanagement. So says Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Dan Muser on Newsmax Wednesday.
Well, a lot of mismanagement, a lot of sense of urgency that never develops, as well as they just simply needed the time because the Democrats, the far left and the extreme left, because that's what pretty much makes up the party these days,
right,
cannot agree. They can't come to terms. They can't do their reconciliation. And then there's the blame game. They want to pretend that somehow Republicans have something to do with this. Meanwhile, they are engaged in a spending of over $5 trillion of the taxpayers' money and saying to Republicans, hey, give us, increase our credit card limit, but you have no say in how it's going to be spent. So it's a lot of baloney going on, and the American public is sensing it, fortunately. And the thing is this, it's not about agreeing. The extreme left is now in control. Joe Biden, two Fridays ago, went over to the Capitol, came here where I am, and completely surrendered to the far left by saying, you know what? The American people want transportation infrastructure. It's a reasonably good bill, but we're not going to do it. Because we're going to hold it hostage. We are going to wait and do what the high-end progressives want us to do and spend $5 trillion of entitlement funds.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
Good morning, and welcome to At the Library. I'm Jennifer Winberry, Assistant Director at the Hunterdon County Library, and I'll be here every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio to catch you up on all the goings-on at the Hunterdon County Library. So spend an hour with me to hear the latest about library services, materials, as well as book reviews, author interviews, and much more. And welcome back, everyone. Thanks for bearing with me while I had vacation last week. This week, I am pleased to welcome three mystery authors from Kensington, Liz Ireland and Tracy Wilton, who is Tracy Hall, and Patrice Wilton. And they write together as Tracy Wilton. So Liz's new book, Mrs. Claus and the Halloween Homicide, is currently out. This is the second one in the Mrs. Claus series. Liz is the author of many works of women's fiction, romance, and mystery. She also writes under the names Elizabeth Bass and Liz Friedland. Like her character, April Claus, Liz spends too much time in concert bands. Originally, she's from the United States, and now she lives in Vancouver Island in British Columbia. Thank you very much for joining us, because as we discovered, it's much earlier there than it is here.
Thanks for having me.
And you're currently working on your next Mrs. Claus book.
Yes.
Mrs. Morris and the Vampire is the fifth book in the Tracy Wilton series, the Salem B&B Mysteries. And Tracy Wilton is a pseudonym of Tracy Hall and Patrice Wilton. Tracy writes stories that captivate her readers, and as a hybrid author with over 50 published works, New York Times bestselling author Patrice Wilton knew from the age of 12 she wanted to write books that would take her readers to faraway places. She was born in Vancouver, Canada, and had a great need to see the world that she had read about. And now you and Liz have switched countries. So I want to welcome everyone here. Liz, do you want to talk a little bit about your book and about your series?
Hey, thanks for having me. It's my series is the